Hi, this is Bob Williamson, the Good Censor. Recently, I Googled words for the day. In the past, this post was always listed first in the search results. I typed it in, and to my dismay, it did not show up on the first page, nor the second, nor the third. Word for the day, singular, word for the day, a dictionary type applications and variations of it have taken its place. What the heck? Words for the day? Censorship being used on my blog would have been inconceivable a few years back, but it is a matter of fact today. We have seen it with the Jesus Alliance and Facebook, and now the search engine for Google. For years now, we have not been able to talk about abortion unless in favor of it. The same for gay marriage and illegal immigration. Google anything about gun control, and you need to Google again to find results in favor of it. This is not accidental or an oversight. It is a strategy to stifle Christians and conservative viewpoints. It is being used to brainwash people and control minds and elections. Sadly, it is working. Lest you think that this cannot be happening here in the United States, the last bastion of free speech, check out today's major headline at Breitbart News, entitled "The Good Censor." You can read the entire document here, and I've got a long URL for it in the written version. This internal company briefing was produced by Google and leaked exclusively to Breitbart News, arguing that due to a variety of factors, including the election of President Trump, the American tradition of free speech on the internet is no longer viable. The 85-page briefing titled "The Good Censor" admits that Google and other tech platforms now control a majority of online conversations and have undertaken a shift towards censorship in response to unwelcome political events around the world. The briefing labels the ideal of unfettered free speech on the internet a utopian narrative that has been undermined by recent global events as well as bad behavior on the part of users. It acknowledges that major tech platforms, including Google, Facebook, and Twitter, initially promised free speech to consumers. This free speech was instilled in the DNA of the Silicon Valley startups that now control the majority of our online conversations, says the document. They have abandoned that notion. I have warned this day was coming. Jesus Alliance has feverishly been working to find an alternative platform that cannot be censored. But there isn't one. We can use our website and email. However, without the funding to advertise it or even find a platform that will allow us to use it to advertise is fruitless. We are left to simply rely on individuals to forward information to their friends. It reminds me of the early church, which had to conduct church services in secret at homes. Censorship or not, I will continue publishing the truth and using the Bible as my solid foundation and words for the day. And the Jesus Alliance will continue to get the truth out to the saints, however we can. Since its inception and throughout millennia, various people have tried to stamp out the Bible and its laws and remove it from the face of the earth. But they have not succeeded and will never succeed. They wage war against Almighty God and defiantly shake their fist at him in vain at their own peril. The Bible states concerning itself that it will last forever. Psalms 119:89, "Your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens." Sometimes we are tempted by Satan to give up on God, or our faith wavers as God delays action and injustice reigns. Always remember, delay is not denial, but a time of preparing you for the promise. It's very hard when we cannot see God in action, but that doesn't mean he isn't acting on our behalf. Whether you see evidence of it or not right now, God will never give up on you, his church. Who knows? We may see a platform develop today and be released where the truth of God can get out unfettered. Galatians 6:7, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. Whatever a man sows, he will reap in return. The one who sows to please his flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. But the one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life." This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for living and listening, and and please pray for those people on the coast that are facing a giant hurricane that's coming ashore today. We just want to keep them safe, Lord, and we pray for everybody that's in that space down there. See you later.